It was good to get back out there. First day of spring, guys are ready to go. Come back off a break, come back in pretty good shape. Energy level was good. Of course, execution's got to get better. But it's a good first day, good start. Now we see just got to keep learning, and these young guys get them in the right positions. And the older guys keep taking the next steps to the next level on things, and we'll get there. But good solid day, good energy. Questions?
Is it too early to figure out who's, you know, day one, who really stands out?
Oh, yeah. Everybody stands out, good and bad.
Do you have a good grip on who your leaders are, your veteran?
Nah, we're seeing. A lot of guys are stepping up. We'll see how leadership comes in consistency. And good days out there, I just say make sure they stay consistent with it. But I mean, I'm not disappointed in what we got going on at all.
Jim, are there any specific areas that you're going to really be looking for, Kellen, as far as progress
everything.
To make?
I mean, decision-making, accuracy, you know, quickness of, you know, getting in and out of checks, getting out of things. And but also the guys around him got to function. We, you know, we always put it on the quarterback. This game, it doesn't matter what your quarterback does if the guys around you don't function. Then when they function, he's got to function. So, but from his standpoint, I think just, you know, his knowledge of the offense, which got better and better at the end of the year, is consistently getting to be a better thrower, getting a decision maker, which, you know, he did a solid job of today.
You know, I saw Jones, Miles Jones, and Anthony Miles were practicing with something.
No, they're practicing. They're in yellow, but they're limited in certain contact drills. Miles had a wrist, he had surgery, and Hines is still coming off that, and he's in limited drills. He's perfectly where he's going to be. It's just a certain drills we're keeping him out of, so bodies don't. You can rep a receiver or a DB with a yellow jersey a lot easier than you can rep a front seven guy, because guys can fall into the knees. So we're doing that on seven on, but the team stuff will keep him out of. And that's just normal from last year when he blew his knee.
So in that regard, is Caleb Chapman making pretty good progress?
Yeah. No, he's him and Hines are all about the same, except that he's out front, out there, outside. So you're not going to be falling. Guys aren't going to be falling at his feet when you get to team. So we can do a little more with him because of position work. But Hines, and they're ready to go. I mean, they'll another 2 months and a half or so, they'll be full go. Just happen to be in springs right now.
You know, Jimbo, quarterback's confidence helps him so much. What did it do to Kellen? Can you see, like, the leap he took from maybe LSU to North Carolina State to now?
Well, I think at the end of the year, he had success bringing the team back on a big victory, winning a bowl game, which you haven't done, learning how to prepare. You can see it definitely that he feels very, very comfortable in what we're doing and a lot more advanced in how he's talking, how he sings, the conversations we have, the reads. I mean, you can just see it. You can.
Is there anything specifically that you want him to really improve on his offense?
Yeah, that's what he asked me that just a minute ago.
Is there anything, is there one thing in particular?
Yeah, I mean, just overall knowledge and command and the consistency in what you play with. And then, you know, decision-making, accuracy, all those things, which should grow as your knowledge grows. And the other thing is, you say that, the guys around him will run better routes. The guys around him protect better. The guys around him do their job better because they know what's going on better. So that really helps him too.
Yeah, now it's to move your opener up 2 days. Do you like that Thursday game to get the
Yeah, it was very good. I think it gives us, again, it's a Thursday night game where, you know, we can, there's not many games that night, so you get a lot of attention, you get a lot of TV coverage, you're on the SEC network. And then, you know, the things we have about, because if it wouldn't have probably been an earlier day game, you know, on Saturday, so it helps that way. I think it's people here, and then I think allows you 2 more days preparation when you go play Clemson.
What'd you see out of Glenn Beal to have the record of the ones
tight end? Well, he's the lone returning tight end first. That's the only guy that's coming back right now at tight end, because we didn't have a lot last year. But Glenn, you know, last year played very well. I mean, he when he got in the game, he knows what to do. He's physical. He can run. He can catch. And again, just getting him being with the ones, it takes a little bit of time to get that confidence going. But felt very good. Thought he had a solid day.
Many returnees that you guys have in receiver, how do you feel about that group, and what are some of the biggest steps they have?
Well, I think, you know, taking the next step, how they get open, the separation, the knowledge, the consistency in the routes, the reading of them. And then I think making contested catches. I mean, you know, when you play great people and you go look at the combine, you know, of the 14, of the top 25 players in the combine, they rank, I don't know that, which doesn't mean it does, five guys they have at the end of that thing. You know, we play against 14 of the top 25 defensive players, so at all levels. So my point is, the guys you're going to be running routes against, the guys, the linebackers, the safeties, the corners, making contested catches, making tough catches, and, you know, making your routes even more precise and crisp so the guys don't read them and can get open more for your quarterback.
Would you like to see from your team as a whole as you go through the three workouts this week, just, you know, in the opening week?
Tremendous effort, tremendous toughness and competitiveness, and a psychological disposition to deal with success or failure on a certain play and go to the next play, and not let, you know, not get too high on the big ones and not get too low. I mean, they get excited, but, you know, all right, let me line up and play again. And then I think the execution of what we do, our knowledge of what we do, so we can execute in all three phases at a very high, consistent level.
Is a big part of spring finding out who's number two behind Kellen, or is that?
Well, that's important, and that Kellen takes a step to go to a higher level, and then find out who number two is, who number three is, and sometimes that'll be answered, then sometimes it won't be. You know, we'll have to wait and see. But that is one of our priorities.
What do you anticipate seeing out of that competition at center?
Oh, it'd be good. I mean, you know, McCollum, Prater, Clemens, all those guys have all been in there and done it, and so. Hopefully it'll be, that's a key position. I mean, that's like the quarterback of your front. You know what I'm saying? When you have all the calls, all the things that go through, and when that guy can make certain blocks, or he can, the good thing about both of them can pull and they're athletic and can go on the edge very much, just like Eric did, which is really good, which allows things to get freed up too. So I'm anxious to watch that competition.
Where's Matthews going to work?
Matthews is playing guard right now, and he'll work at some center too, but he'll be at guard and center.
What'd you see at Tank Jenkins? I saw him run up the
ones. He is a big guy, big body. Athletic, had a great offseason, guys weight and check. And so, hopefully we'll give him a shot there. And we'll rotate guys in and out throughout the spring. I mean, there's no depth chart there. You got to put certain guys there right now. So, but Tank had looked like he had a solid day.
How excited are you about Buddy Johnson's development? Do you like him at Mike or Will?
Both. And when you play inside there, you got to learn to play both. You can't play one position because you got to learn to play both of those positions because you're in nickel, you're in dime, all the different things that go on. And no, he played a really good bowl game. You know, he played well there in that game, so hopefully he'll take it and move forward because that's going to be a big area of need there too.
A lot of notable transfers, waivers handed out this week. Do you have any thoughts or concerns on the amount of transfer waivers that seem to be?
It's interesting. It's amazing. I mean, listen, I want guys to graduate and do all that, but are we going to open it up and let them go or not? I mean, you know, if there's the right reason, I think it's great. If not, I think we got to be very careful of that.
How does that change the way that you keep scholars up throughout the year?
I won't. I'm going to recruit the guys I got. Recruiting, you can't sit and hope and pray and take a guy. If you're in recruiting and you don't feel like a guy can play here, you don't take a guy just to take a guy if you don't get a guy. But at the same time, if you get the guys you want, you don't worry about it.
You mentioned the depth chart earlier. Is spring, do you define any roles at that point, or is it just kind
no,
of
no? There, are, you got to have a depth chart to go out there and get reps. Depth charts right now don't mean anything. If we're trying to get guys, if you saw, we're on both fields practicing, guys getting the same amount of reps, and we're just trying to do it so we can let guys know where they got to be, and we'll work different combinations all through spring.
What are some of your other priorities to get done in spring other than picking number two quarterback?
You got about 3 hours. I mean, you got to get your front line. You got to get your first 11 on both sides of the ball. I mean, you got to find the consistency in the kicking game. Who's going to be, and you know how we improve in the kicking game? How we improve on defense with the linebacker situation? You know, you got corners and safeties. You got guys. You got to mix around in there up front. Who's going to play up front? The combinations on nickel, on dime, on third down, on red zone. I mean, on offense. You know who. And who's in the slot, who's not in the slot when you go three wides, four wides, two wides, the tight ends and what they can do. I mean, what are you going to do with your back? Do you have backs that can catch it and move around? So what can they do? I mean, there's a ton. I mean, I could go on and on. There's a ton of things we got to do. But if I find our first 11 on both sides, find a good, solid kicking game, and guys that want to compete at a high level can execute.
When you have 15 practices, and obviously you've got a ways until you guys get to the season, how do you create something that you can find out?
Oh, I do every day. It's already playing. I mean, it's going to be third down. It's going to be red zone. It's going to be combinations of this guy's going to play with this guy. This guy's going to play with that guy. And who can play beside each other? That works out. And we naturally do that every day.
A year into this, did you tweak any of your plans in spring?
No.
How does Kellen's approach change now that he's like the undoubted starter compared to being in a competition like last year?
I hope it doesn't change at all. I hope his confidence grows and I hope his execution grows, but I hope his desire to compete and understand and play like there's a guy behind you, as I say, play with a chip on your shoulder and play like there's no jobs. When you get content, you can never be content. You got to keep going to the next level. It's good enough can never be good enough. And what can I improve on and where can I take this team? And, you know, and if I have to, it has to be all go on my back. It's all got to go on my back. And that's the way you got to look at it.
With no Travion in the back, but what kind of attitude have you seen from those next guys?
Been really good. Like Corbin had an excellent day today. You saw Prince and saw Cordarian out there getting reps. You saw Big Vernon look good in what he did. Cabote moved around. Yeah, those guys, there's a good mix of guys there, and I'm anxious to watch. I mean, but I thought Jayshon really jumped to me today.
Did you have any guys take their names out of the portal and come back for the spring? Out of that running back
court? I don't think any of them was in it, I don't believe. Okay. I can remember off the top of my head. I mean, I hope I'm not telling you wrong. Not that I can think of.
How different is the feeling for you right now than it was this time a year ago?
Well, at least you know the guys, and they know us, and they know at least have a head start on what to do, where to line up, and what goes on. So, from that standpoint, you're comfortable. Now you just got to push to take those next steps.
Anything else? You mentioned Cordarian a while ago. We don't know a whole lot about him. How's he looking with that
good
year off?
Big, physical, strong, can catch it. I mean, learning what to do, but at the same time, has all the skills. He's a very talented young man.
Thank you.